it's like web streaming.
Yeah, it's web streaming. It's exactly what it is.
So how does that compete with quality of vision, like Blu-ray clarity?
It doesn't. It competes with how convenient it is. Okay. Like, I can watch...
Same quality, but it's cheaper because you don't have to pay for, like, manufacturing a disc or anything like that.
And it's much more convenient. Well, like,
they also have to worry about piracy.
Yeah.
They'll be streaming Blu-ray, though, pretty soon, like, once the internet... Like,
as soon as they
once
get,
everybody
like,
gets, like, fiber optics.
Right.
Once everyone has HDTVs, which is, like, only, like, 20% of the population here has it. Yes.
It's a huge amount if it's the entire population.
Out of the rest of the U.S. population. I meant U.S. population, the sentient population, yes.
So not immigrants, but not women.
Nope. Yeah, I guess. Well, women don't buy TVs. They're like,
they buy my first ovens. My first
Easy bakeries. Easy bake.
I like the my first toy line. And the freaking the bugs that they tried to get boys to buy. Like, you can cook your own bugs and eat them.
Have you seen the HD cell phones?
What's that commercial? The kids stuff. No, there's that. Yeah, and then
the laboratory thing where you make like potion drinks and it's like really sugarized.
Man, I wanted one of those.
I forget
what's
called.
It's so bad.
I only remember the creepypastas. That's more catchy.
The only thing I wanted more than Squeezits were the build your own potions.
Whatever it was, what was that called? It's like Doctor. Butthole's crazy asylum laboratory experiment, 1996 edition.
Did you drink those?
It was like just really sugar.
I had that, and I had the creepy crawlers.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I had Mousetrap, and that was pretty stupid.
And I had a music engine.
It's a crazy contraption.
So music, I had a light bulb too. I could use
or
a light bulb. I had a cardboard box and a light bulb.
There's an episode of Psych where he bakes a pineapple upside down cake with an Easy Bake oven, and it takes 29 hours.
I remember.
I want to watch
those.
Psych is awesome. Psych is awesome. I own all
three seasons. Is it better than the
Beatles? I remember.
Oh my god! Don't even get me started about that.
McDonald's fry maker.
Psych makes fun of the Mentalist all the time.
Slice of bread.
The Mentalist was
an off of Psych because like strips of bread fries.
Yeah,
but I thought it came out before.
What? No.
Yeah.
It didn't.
No. Psych's been
it was
out
like
for
McDonald's
4 years.
Fry maker.
Oh, 4 years?
Yeah.
But you
dude,
put bread or something in there.
Because the Mentalist is supposed to be serious,
or at least
right?
I only did bread.
Is what I understand.
You put it in there, it's like a little cramp, and you...
Psych is not serious.
They
it's hilarious.
Strips. Yeah, they try
bread strips
serious,
come out, and you can just
like
eat those like fries.
I laugh at people all the time.
Psych just tries to be funny, and it succeeds wonderfully.
I like those shows better, where they like...
Right.
Make fun of themselves. And they like
they don't make fun of themselves.
Well, I mean,
they just,
you know what I mean. Not like themselves. But, you know,
they crack a lot of jokes at the Mentalist lately, because everyone knows what the Mentalist is, but nobody knows what Psych
is. What do they say?
So Psych's doing this tribute to Monk because it's Monk's last season, right? And so he's talking about how awesome Monk is, and he's like, Monk's probably the second most observant guy I know. Third, if you count the Mentalist. Yeah,
they say Monk.
Well, it's like a commercial that USA is doing because it's Monk's last season, right?
Yeah.
And then there was this one episode where they went to Canada and Psych's trying to introduce himself to the Canadian police up there, and he's like, I'm the lead psychic detective for the Santa Barbara Police Department. I'm like, you're the what? You know, I read things and get this and all this stuff like that, and he's like, I still don't understand. Have you seen the show The Mentalist? I'm like that guy, only better.
That's awesome. They actually broke the fourth wall.
Well, like, that's not breaking. Breaking the fourth wall is when they turn to the audience
and address the audience.
And address it directly.
Three and a half wall. Three and a half.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's going into our universe, I guess. No, Psych's just hilarious. I love it.